在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
B.
In America, they live by the appointment book. When you walk into an office, the first question they ask you is, do you have an appointment? If you say no, they tell you, I'm sorry, Mr. So-and-so can't see anyone without an appointment.
You're pulling my leg. How could that be?If I go there and wait, won't they have to see me?
I'm not exaggerating. I just arrived in the United States 2 weeks ago. I went to an appointment agency one hot day. I was dying for a job at that point. I wanted to start working as soon as possible. You know, I was living with my friend from China and I felt that I was imposing on him.
What happened then?
I arrived at the agency at 9:30 and an agent came out and asked me if I had an appointment.I looked around the spacious office and told him that I didn't, but I saw that there were very few people waiting there. I was pretty sure that his superior could see me.
Did he see you?
Nope. The agent said sorry to me and told me that the agency works by appointment only. He told me to leave my resume, fill out an application blank, and make an appointment. I didn't have a resume with me, but I was able to get an appointment in 4 days.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
But I felt kind of frustrated. Had I traveled all the way to the agency for nothing? I went back in and explained to the agent that it was important for me to see his boss. I was prepared to wait until 6 o'clock if necessary in order to see him.
Did it work?
Did it work? The agent sounded like a broken record. He continued to repeat...This agency works by appointment only, by appointment only.
What a waste of time.
After dinner that night, I dropped in on my American friend, Alan. He told me again why sometimes in America you cannot just drop in. All of a sudden, I realized that in America, people don't live from day to day. They live from appointment to appointment.